I want to thank you all for coming, and I think we'll have a pretty good time for people who are all going to die someday. And I'm going to read you this story, but before I do, I just want to remind you of a couple of things. First is, we're all in here together now, and we're fairly safe, but later on you'll have to go to your cars. And it will be dark. And there are mad people in the city, we know that. It's just a fact of life, and I don't want to scare you unduly, but there could be somebody in your back seat. It's not likely, but you'll admit that it is possible, and you wouldn't want to be driving home and look in your rearview mirror and see somebody there, would you? So check. Oh, what does it hurt? It doesn't hurt to check. The other thing is, I'd like you to take a moment now, before I begin reading this story, to ask yourself one question. Did I leave the shower curtain open or closed? And if you feel that you left the shower curtain open and it's closed when you get back, I suggest you get out of your place in a hurry. Again, I don't want to scare you unduly, but these things have to be considered. Muriel Gray is going to present some questions in the second half of this program, if I survive the first half without a cataclysmic heart attack. It's always a possibility. We're always only an inch or two away, aren't we, from whatever's going to happen. I don't want to upset you with that or make you anxious, but it is a fact. And she's got a list of questions that we're going to answer some of them. But the first question that I saw on her list is horror all you write? And the answer, of course, is not on purpose. It's just that things seem to drift that way after a while. And I had an idea for a story, this goes back about a year, about people and their pets. Somebody had said something to me, you know, ideas start when you least expect them. Somebody said, have you ever noticed that people's pets grow to be like them as time goes by? And it occurred to me that yes, that was true. People with sweet natures had sweet-natured pets, and people with sort of bad tempers generally had dogs. You had to mind your ankles. So I started to have an idea for a story about a marriage that was sort of in trouble, and people who bought each other pets. And I thought to myself, if the pets started to like the wrong member of this partnership, that would be sort of funny. You'd be surprised how many of my stories start with the idea of that would be sort of funny. I set out to write a funny story that would be rather rude. If rude language offends you, I suggest you cover your ears. I set out to write a story that I thought would be funny. It sort of drifted toward this other area, toward the end. So this is called LT's Theory of Pets. Hasn't been published in Great Britain yet, and depending on your reaction, may never be published in Great Britain.